This primary season has made plain Americans' dissatisfaction with American politics. Dissatisfaction because someone else seems to be getting all the goodies in concern. The right wing thinks the poor are the government's favorites. The left wing sees its wages and taxes mostly benefiting the super wealthy. Both Sanders and Trump mind the political backlash from special interest politics. Trump's apparent nomination increases the urgency for both parties to respond to this problem. And for anyone who wants to argue that impoverished or minority Americans are being shortchanged, one runs a minefield of envy and the what about me's. The same weighs down discussion of the advantages of international trade agreements. If we don't all share, the biggest issue is me. Similarly, for too many people, the environment never seems to be about themselves, but someone else, people on islands, lowlands, the next generations, but not themselves. That makes all our problems tougher to deal with. When he wanted to establish a program for the elderly and the injured, the genius of President Franklin Roosevelt was to make it seem universal. Social Security insurance applied to all kinds of people and most kinds of jobs. We pay into the system long before we know whether and how much we'll need. Many get Social Security who would be excluded by any need-based program. But that's the point. There's no stigma to Social Security. FDR did it as an insurance program. Most of us contribute and collect. Roosevelt wanted to make it simple. You did your Social Security business at the post office. And when some politicians wanted to tamper with it for ideological reasons, they found that Social Security was a third rail of politics. FDR had hit that nail on the head. Now, however, simple, universal programs like medical insurance have become a political football. And the very possibility of the government pursuing the general welfare is under attack from the not with my money crowd. But because it's under attack, because we can't count on government even to pull us out of a recession that would involve spending tax dollars, no matter how good the investment, the very possibility of economic changes are much more threatening than they should be. Investment in infrastructure should be an investment in the general welfare, full of benefits for everyone, putting people to work, building it, making jobs and businesses easier to reach, and creating benefits for all of us, from clean water and more reliable utilities to better education and internet services. The best way to protect people from unemployment is to provide jobs that provide benefits for the public. Infrastructure can pay dividends in jobs and services that make everyone better off and that only government can build. Unfortunately, politicians prefer big, showy projects, dramatic new bridges and buildings rather than maintenance, repair, and cost-effective options. They prefer projects targeted for their contributors, or they prefer to get on their soapboxes and try to get us to tear down the very government that made this country a great one. The cost of political behavior that breeds distrust of American government is enormous. Good government, self-government, was the signal contribution of America to the world. And we are allowing our political infrastructure to crumble along with the water, utility, transportation, and electrical infrastructure. It's not just who we tax. It's also what we do. Government matters. It does things for the public that no one else will take care of. We need good government, fair government, government for all of us. But government, strong, effective government, and the confidence that comes from doing it right.